Welcome to the Conscious Founder Podcast. This is our solo short segment where I, your host, Alexi Patanis, share practical advice, inspiration, and wisdom that I've picked up along my entrepreneurial journey and whilst being a founder coach. My mission is to help you create massive impact with ease in your own life and business. I'm going to talk about why decision making can be so exhausting as a founder and how you can reduce the fatigue that comes from making so many decisions. And I'll start with a story. There was a farmer who hired a worker who came to him one day, and first task he was set was to go and chop a load of wood. And he came back to the farmer at the end of the day and he said, "I'm done." And the farmer said, "Really? You can't be. There was so much to do." He said, "Yeah, I'm done." He said, "Oh, great. Well, can you come back tomorrow and I'll give you another task?" He said, "Yeah, absolutely fine." So he came back the next day and he said, "I've got all these fences to put up. Can you go and put these fences up?" So he went round, put up all these fences on a huge piece of land. There was no way he was going to do it all in a day, but he did. He came back to the farmer. The farmer was surprised and said, "Amazing. You can come back tomorrow and I'll give you another job." He said, "Yeah, love to." Came back the next day, and this time he said, "I've got a load of potatoes and I want you to put them into three different piles. First pile is good enough to sell. Second is not sure, you know, may be able to sell. And the third pile is throwaway." Halfway through the day, the worker comes to the farmer and goes, "I haven't managed to finish them all, but I quit." And the farmer was shocked and confused and said, "Well, what do you mean? You know, you've only done half the day and, you know, you're doing so well. And you seem to like what you were doing the last couple of days. What's happened?" And he said, "If I have to make another decision, I'm going to lose my mind. It's exhausting. It's decision after decision after decision after decision." So he says, "I can't do it anymore. I'll just go back to doing other tasks." And the point of this story is decision making is and can be exhausting. And we've probably all felt that as founders. I definitely have felt that as a founder. But what is more exhausting is actually a specific part of decision making, which is that after we've made a decision, we think about it so much. We think, have we made the right decision? What happens if this happens? What happens if that happens? And we make up so many different scenarios in our head as to what could go wrong, what could go right. And essentially, it's just using a huge amount of energy. If we were able to make a decision and move on and not think about that potato that we put that might have been good or not, then we reduce that mental load, that mental fatigue that it takes out on us. And it's really important to note that mental fatigue leads to physical fatigue. They're both completely intertwined, can happen both ways around from my own experience. And so the point of this for a founder and how using this can really help is that notice, are you exhausted? And are you exhausted because you're making lots of decisions? And is it because you are thinking about those decisions a lot? There might be one particular big decision that you are unsure about whether you made the right move, and you're not going to know for the next few weeks or months, but you think about it, you worry about it, etc. The question to ask yourself is, does worrying about making that decision help you in any way? Usually the answer is going to be no. And the second is to notice how much of your mental capacity, your mental load, your thinking space, that particular decision is making up. And then also to look at the mini decisions that you're making on a daily basis and how much you're ruminating over them. The way to work on this is to notice when you are thinking. If you first is to become aware of it, and then is to see, okay, well, actually, this does not serve me. This is making me exhausted, which is not allowing me to make better decisions, you know, with other things that are up and coming, or do other tasks that don't even involve decisions. And so as founders, we need to be able to make decisions and move on so that we can save our energy, we can save our mental capacity for all the other things, the hundreds of different things and different decisions that we have to do in a day. This is something that you do by becoming aware of it and then knowing what you know now, that there's nothing you can change about that particular decision. You just have to wait till the outcome. Reminding yourself of that in the moment and focusing on something else, shifting your focus on something else, is a brilliant way of reducing the mental fatigue and the mental load of making a decision. And this is a practice, like many things. This is something that will not just change automatically when you do it once. Your thoughts will keep coming up. Have I made the right decision? And it is your job in that moment to choose. Well, I've made this decision. I don't know whether it's right, but we'll find out. And I know that thinking about it is only going to do harm. And you do that over and over again. And then you'll notice when you practice that, you'll start to see that your automatic thoughts and your automatic response that come into your mind, they reduce. You don't start thinking over and over again. And that is because you are training your mind to focus its energy elsewhere. Often can be as simple as that, but it takes time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Conscious Founder Podcast. If you found this valuable, hit the link in the show notes to find out more ways you can become a master of your mind and achieve the success you desire.